今天我们要聊的呢，是最近这个青岛和济南山姆会员店出现了一些顾客啊。
Today, we're going to talk about some recent incidents at Sam's Club stores in Qingdao and Jinan, where customers have
在店内试吃
in store tasting,
然后出现了一些不文明的现象
and some uncivilized phenomena appear.
其实这个背后啊，反映出了很多的问题。
In fact, this reflects many problems behind it.
比如说，收入水平的差异。
For example, the difference in income levels.
消费习惯的差异。
Differences in consumption habits.
还有这个会员制认知的问题。
And this issue of membership.
以及管理上面的一些漏洞。
And manage some of the vulnerabilities on top.
是的，是的。
Yes, yes.
这是一个很值得大家去深入讨论的话题。
This is a topic that is worth discussing in depth.
那我们就开始吧。
Then let's start.
好的。
Okay.
咱们先来说一下这个事件的经过。
Let's first talk about the course of this event.
就这个山姆会员店在青岛和济南刚开业的时候。
Just when this Sam's Club opened in Qingdao and Jinan.
到底发生了什么
？What happened？
具体是这么回事。
Here's the situation。
就是2026年5月中旬啊。
Around mid-May of 2026。
这个山姆会员店在青岛和济南同时开业。
This Sam's Club has opened in both Qingdao Island and Jinan at the same time。
然后开业当天人特别多。
Then on the opening day, there were a lot of people.
什么程度呢？就是
What level?
是不得不采取限流的措施。
Instead of directly taking measures.
天哪。
Okay.
那场面应该很热闹吧？
没错。
That scene should be quite lively.
没错。
Okay.
然后在开业的这一周之内啊。
Within the first week of opening.
就有很多视频流出来。
There are also many video recordings left.
就是说有些顾客还没有结账呢。
That means some customers haven't checked out yet.
就直接把这个烤鸡啊、卤味啊、饮料什么的打。
Directly roast the chicken and then use it for braised chicken dishes, drinks, etc.
还吃了喝了。
Open, eat, drink.
然后垃圾就随便扔。
Then the trash is just thrown away.
比如说在矿泉水的那个货架旁。
For example, on the shelf of mineral water.
旁边有鸡骨头。
There are chicken bones nearby.
粽子的堆头那边。
On the top of the zongzi.
旁边有空的饮料瓶。
There are empty beverage bottles over there.
甚至有人调侃说花260元的会员费吃出了自助餐的。
Some people even joked.That they could eat a meal for only 260 yuan, which is a self-service meal.
感觉
好吧。
I feel good.
那山姆会员店在面对这些试吃乱象的时候，他
When Sam's Club faces these issues,
他们具体都做了哪些应对呢
？What specific measures did they take?
门店其实是承认了。
The store actually admitted.
因为顾客太多。
Because there are too many customers.
确实是管理上面有疏忽。
It is indeed a matter of negligence on the management's part.
然后也已经介入调查了。
Then they also intervened in the investigation.
同时也减少了这个试吃的规模。
Also reduced the scale of this cheating.
好的。
Okay.
那我们接下来要探讨的一个核心的问题就是
The core question we will discuss next is
就是为什么会有这种所谓的成本回本的心理
That's why there's this so-called cost recovery mentality
就是这个会员费到底是怎么影响大家的消费行为的
How does the membership fee actually affect people's consumption behavior?
其实很简单
In fact, it's very simple
因为这个山姆会员它是分普通会员和卓越会员嘛
Because this Sam's Club is divided into ordinary members and premium members.
普通会员一年是260元。
Ordinary members pay 260 yuan per year.
卓越会员是680元。
The membership fee for the premium member is 680 yuan.
那这一笔钱你不管后面买不买东西都是要先掏的。
That money is for you to spend first, no matter what you buy later.
所以它就变成了一个已经付出了的固定成本。
So he became a fixed cost.
那有一些顾客呢？
There are some customers.
他就会觉得我这是买了一张可以进来消费的门票。
He would think that I bought a ticket that allowed me to come in and consume.
我一定要吃回来。
I must get it back.
我不吃我就亏了。
I'm the one who loses out.
甚至觉得我吃了不买我就赚了。哦。
I even feel like I'm making money by not selling.
原来是这样。
That's how it is.
那是不是就是说这种心理在收入比较低
？Is that to say that this kind of psychology exists in people with low income?
或者说对价格比较敏感的这个群体当中就会更加明显
？Or this will be more obvious in the group of people who are price sensitive.
对。
Okay.
因为像济南这种城市
，Because cities like Jinan,
它的人均可支配收入是比一线城市要低的。
His disposable income is lower than that of first-tier cities.
所以这260元的会员费占他日常消费的比例是更高的，那他想要回本的这种压力就会更大。
So, the 260 yuan membership fee accounts for a higher percentage of his daily expenses, which puts even more pressure on him to recoup the cost.
再加上山姆的这个商品又大多是这种高单价大包装的。
Plus, Sam's products are mostly high-priced, large package items.
比如说烤鸡啊。
For example, roast chicken.
瑞士卷啊这种。
Swiss rolls like this one.
那他就会觉得我如果不试我就亏了。
Then he will think that I am not doing anything, so he will think that I am not doing anything.
所以这种算计的心理就会被进一步的放大。
Therefore, this kind of scheming psychology will be further amplified.
确实是这样。
That's right.
那山东的这个整体的收入水平和消费习惯。
The overall income level and consumption habits of Shandong province.
具体又是怎么让这个问题变得更加突出的呢？
So, how exactly does this make the problem more prominent?
是这样的。
Here's the situation.
就是济南和青岛2025年的这个人均可支配收入大概也就是在五六万这个水平。
The per capita disposable income for Jinan and Qingdao in 2025 is approximately 56,000 yuan.
那跟上海的84,800、北京的81,500比起来，还是有不小的差距的。那这个可支配收入直接就决定了大家对价格的敏感程度。
Compared to Shanghai's 84,000 and Beijing's 81,000, this is still a significant difference. The disposable income directly determines people's sensitivity to prices.
是的。
Yes.
所以像这种免费试吃啊。
So, like this free sampling.
或者说占便宜这种事情，在山东这边的边际效应就会更高。
Or, to put it another way, the marginal effect of taking advantage is higher in Shandong.
大家就会更在意。
Everyone will pay more attention to.
看来这个收入差距确实影响消费心态啊。
It seems that this income gap really affects consumer sentiment.
是啊。
Yes.
而且山东这边的这个社区团购啊。
And this community group buying in Shandong.
还有薅羊毛的氛围是特别浓厚的。
There's a very strong atmosphere of getting a bargain.
大家对于这种免费的
Everyone regarding this free.
或者说有优惠的东西接受度特别高。
Or things with discounts are particularly appealing.
但是对于这种付费会员制的理解是比较浅的。
However, the understanding of this membership system is quite superficial.
对规则的意识也比较薄弱。
They are also relatively unaware of the rules.
所以就很容易把会员的权益直接当成免费吃喝。
So it's easy to treat member benefits as free food and drinks.
对的。
Yes.
那从这个经济的角度来看的话
，From an economic perspective，
这个山姆的试吃模式
，This is sand tasting mode。
它本身是不是也存在一些漏洞呢
？Does it also have some vulnerabilities？
是这样的。
Here's the situation。
就是山姆的这个试吃本来的想法是好的。
The original idea behind Sam's tasting book was good.
就是让你低营销成本。
Just let you reduce marketing costs.
然后又可以帮助顾客去打消对于大包装的这种购买顾虑。
Then it can also help customers to overcome the concern about buying large packages.
那它其实是一个可以提高你购买转化率的一个办法。
So, it's actually a way to improve your purchase conversion rate.
但是呢，在新店开业的时候
However, when opening a business in Zenda,
因为试吃的量一下变得很大
Because the amount of samples I tried was too much.
然后管理又跟不上
Then management couldn't keep up.
有很多人就把它当成了一个免费的食堂
Many people treat it as a free canteen.
而且这个试吃的区域也没有很明确的一个界限。
Moreover, the area for tasting was not clearly defined.
也没有人专门在那看着，就会让这个试吃和拆包、偷吃之间的这个灰色地带变得越来越大。
No one is specifically watching, which makes the gray area between sampling and theft even bigger.
听起来就是这个管理上的漏洞。
This sounds like a management flaw.
确实给了这些有占便宜心理的人可乘之机啊。
Indeed, this gives people with opportunistic tendencies a chance to exploit.
没错。
Right.
没错。
Okay.
而且新店开业的时候
And when the new store opened,
为了压缩这个成本
to reduce this cost,
它的防损人员和保洁人员都是配得不够的。那像这种开业当天上万人的这种客流
Its security personnel and cleaning staff are not enough, let the large influx of customers on the opening day, such as thousands of people.
就会有很多监管的盲区
This will create many blind spots for regulation.
所以这些人他即使去偷吃
So, even if these people were to steal,
也很难被抓到。
It's also very difficult to be caught.
它的违约成本几乎为零。
His breach of contract cost almost nothing.
他反而会觉得我这样做是一个低成本高收益的事情。
He would think that I was doing this in a low cost, high return way.
确实是这样。
That's right.
那我们再来看一看这个所谓的经济下行。
Then let's take a look at this so-called economic downturn.
大家的收入预期变得不稳定。
Everyone's income expectations are becoming unstable.
这个大环境的变化是不是也让这种占便宜的行为变得更加普遍了呢
？As this overall change also made this opportunistic behavior more common.
绝对有关系。
There is definitely a connection.
你想啊 ，2025 到2026年。
I think from 2025 to 2026,
这几年，大家的消费信心也不足。
In recent years, people's consumption confidence has not been high.
就业压力又很大。
The pressure of employment is very great.
然后，居民可支配收入的增速也明显的慢下来了。
Then, the growth rate of disposable income for residents also slowed down significantly.
那这个时候大家就更容易把薅羊毛啊。
At this time, people would find it easier to grab the wool, i.e. take advantage of deals and promotions.
省小钱啊。
Save a little money.
这种事情当成一种理所当然的甚至是一种精明的生活方式。
Treating this as a matter of course, or even as a way of life.
是的。
Yes.
那这个线上的一些薅羊毛的习惯
So, these online habits of grabbing wool
是不是也被带到了线下的这个山姆会员店里面
Are you also brought into this Walmart store offline?
是的，是的。
Yes, yes.
因为这几年电商平台 搞的这些所谓的仅退款啊。
Because in recent years, e-commerce platforms have implemented these so-called only refund policies.
零元购啊。
$0 purchase.
其实已经让不少人养成了这种低成本获取商品或者服务的这样的一个习惯。
In fact, it has already cultivated a habit of low-cost acquisition of goods or services for many people.
那他到了线下。
He arrived at the offline store.
下看到有这种免费试吃。
I saw this free sample.
至于又没有人管。
No one was watching.
那他自然而然的就把这个占便宜的行为带进来。
He naturally brought this behavior into it.
确实是这样。
That's right.
那我们现在来总结一下。
So, let's summarize what we've discussed.
就是这个山姆会员店的这个乱象。
This is the mess at Sam's Club.
像它的根本原因到底是什么？
What is the fundamental reason?
其实这个事情不能简单的归结为一个素质问题。
In fact, this matter cannot be simply attributed to a matter of character.
它其实是多种因素共同作用的结果。
It is actually the result of the combined effect of various factors.
包括一部分低收入
including a portion of low income.
且对价格敏感的顾客
and for customers who are price sensitive.
再加上这个固定的会员费
Plus this fixed membership fee,
让大家有这种沉没成本的心理。
Let everyone have the psychological cost of silence.
然后再加上试吃区的监管不到位。
Then there is the lack of supervision in the tasting area.
这些因素凑到一起。
These factors combined,
就让这个所谓的偷吃乱丢。
Let's just say that this so-called eating and throwing away.
变成了一个大家来试探规则边界的一个行为。
It has become a new platform for everyone to test the boundaries of rules.
今天咱们聊了这个山姆会员店开业的这个风波啊。
Today, we talked about the controversy surrounding the opening of a Sam's Club.
也从经济收入、消费习惯到管理漏洞。
From economic income and consumption habits to management loopholes.
给大家盘了一遍背后的原因。
I've explained the reasons behind it.
是的。
Yes.
那我们这期节目就到这里了。
Then this episode is over.
然后感谢大家的收听。
And thank you for listening.
咱们下期再见。
See you next time.
拜拜
拜拜
拜拜拜。